apartment lights on.
Known for its sugar-like sand and teal blue waters, the southwest coast of Florida is now a place of desolation. It has been a week since Hurricane Ian slammed these shores, and the death toll keeps rising. Where people once searched for a spot to sunbathe, rescue teams now search for survivors.
If there's no answer, we move on to the second hole, and we will continue that throughout this whole entire block.
First responders have come to Florida from all over the United States to help. The governor is praising their efforts.
There's more urban search and rescue capability in Florida since this storm than has ever been in one place, in one state, since 9/11.
Despite a mandatory evacuation notice, many people chose to stay home and face the storm, and now the cleanup.
I mean, it rushed through here like an express train, but my doors and windows kept most of it out. It's a little bit damp here still, but that's fine. It's not going to get moldy because we're drying it out.
The area looks more like a weather war zone than a vacation destination, and many here wonder if it will ever be the same. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.